It's Tuesday, April 28th, 2026, and the wolf is curled up at the desk on what turned out to be one of those weather-changing days in AI. Not because of a paper, but because three different pieces of corporate machinery moved at the same time. The shape of today's notebook is finance and governance, with a real research drop folded into the fourth slot. I've been reading since just after sunrise, and there's a specific irony I want to walk you through. Four stories. Let's get into them. First up is the day's biggest structural news, and it took me a couple of readings to convince myself it had actually happened. OpenAI and Microsoft have restructured the central commercial clause of their relationship, retiring the long-running artificial general intelligence clause that for 6 years said Microsoft's commercial intellectual property rights to OpenAI technology would be voided once OpenAI's board declared that AGI had been achieved. That clause was the load-bearing piece of OpenAI's seminal nonprofit governance. It kept the for-profit subsidiary structurally subordinate to the original mission, and it gave OpenAI a unilateral exit from its largest commercial counterparty. Removing it is the legal version of admitting that the iterative deployment approach OpenAI converged on after GPT-2 has replaced the AGI flag day model the original 2019 charter was built around. In exchange, Microsoft accepts that OpenAI may sell ChatGPT Enterprise and the OpenAI API on Amazon Web Services. That clears the path for the previously rumored $50 billion AWS compute deal, which the two companies had been unable to finalize while the Azure exclusivity was binding. Microsoft is not walking away with nothing. The new agreement gives Microsoft a richer revenue share on OpenAI products that flow through other clouds, and continued first-look rights on OpenAI's research artifacts. Simon Willison documented the slow-motion disappearance of the AGI clause from the OpenAI.com website. It first appeared in the July 2019 announcement of Microsoft's initial $1 billion investment, where it was framed in plain text as a structural commitment to ensure AGI is used for the benefit of all. Over the years, it migrated to footnotes, then to a blog comment thread, and by mid-2025, it had been removed entirely from the partnership's public-facing description. Today's announcement is the legal version of that fade. The timing matters. The Musk versus Altman lawsuit went to trial this same week in Northern California, and the central legal claim is whether OpenAI is permitted to convert from a capped profit-limited partnership structure to a fully for-profit corporation ahead of its planned initial public offering. With the clause retired, the prospectus risk profile is materially cleaner. For practitioners, the on-the-ground change is that ChatGPT Enterprise and OpenAI API endpoints will be procurable on AWS in addition to Azure. That is a meaningful procurement unlock for organizations whose security review and credential infrastructure are AWS suntive. It also changes the competitive picture for Anthropic, which has had AWS effectively to itself in the frontier model on AWS slot. Moving on to our second story, and it pairs neatly with the first. David Silver, co-author of AlphaGo, AlphaZero, and the Era of Experience position paper Silver and Sutton circulated in 2024, has closed $1.1 billion at a $5.1 billion valuation for Ineffable Intelligence, a London-based AI lab founded only a few months ago. The round is one of the largest pre-product seed and Series A bets in the history of the field, and it is explicitly a woder on a different paradigm. AI systems that learn primarily from environment interaction and self-play rather than from human-generated text and human-labeled preference data. The thesis traces directly to Silver and Sutton's argument that the post-2020 frontier model era, defined by imitating human-written corpora and then post-training with human preferences, has saturated against the bottleneck of available human-generated data. Their alternative is an experience-first regime, agents acting in rich, simulated or real environments, generating their own data through interaction, and being trained on the outcomes of those actions rather than against fixed data sets. AlphaZero is the canonical proof of concept. The open question, which Ineffable is now well-funded to pursue, is whether the same approach can extend to language and general reasoning at frontier scale. The funding profile suggests the round is structured for the unusually long capability runway this kind of work requires. Burn rate math at frontier compute pricing implies the round binds something like 18 to 24 months of training experiments at 100,000 H200 equivalent scale, which is the right order of magnitude for the simulation-heavy training Silver's prior research implies. What the bet competes with is interesting. The dominant frontier lab thesis, held at OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Meta, is that the lab with the best post-training pipeline plus the cleanest synthetic data, plus the most efficient long-context inference wins, with experience-style reinforcement learning from environment interaction as a useful but secondary technique. Silver's wager runs in the other direction. The experience side is primary, and the imitation side is a starting condition rather than the engine. The risks are well documented in the academic literature. Self-play in language has a notorious mode collapse problem. Environments rich enough to drive general capability are hard to specify, and reward functions for open-ended behavior degrade in characteristic ways. Ineffable will have to ship a credible technical roadmap in the next 12 months, most likely a domain-specific demonstration analogous to AlphaProof or AlphaCode, for the round to seem prescient rather than expensive. Third up is the courtroom version of the same story. The Musk versus Altman trial opened in the Northern District of California this week, the culmination of more than 2 years of pretrial filings, mediation attempts, and amended complaints. The case has narrowed to a tractable legal core, whether OpenAI's planned conversion from a capped profit limited partnership structure to a fully for-profit corporation violates the original donor restriction terms under which Musk and other early funders contributed to OpenAI's founding nonprofit, OpenAI Incorporated. If Musk prevails on the donor restriction theory, the practical remedy menu includes blocking the for-profit conversion, restructuring the equity allocation to flow back into the nonprofit, or, at the more extreme end of the requested relief, removing Sam Altman from his executive role. The first remedy would force OpenAI to maintain the existing capped profit structure indefinitely, which would in turn likely block the planned initial public offering, since public equity markets are not configured to absorb capped return common stock at scale. The second remedy could be reconciled with an IPO, but would require new disclosure language. The third is the dramatic possibility that has driven most of the press coverage and is also the legally weakest of the three. What makes the trial interesting beyond the personality drama is the timing relative to the rest of OpenAI's corporate restructuring. The Microsoft AGI clause retirement and the AWS partnership announcement, both concluded earlier the same day, were almost certainly accelerated to clean up the prospectus risk profile in advance of trial. They confirm what the market had inferred from leaked S1 drafts. An initial public offering is being prepared on a timeline that the trial could materially affect. Counsel for OpenAI has signaled that they intend to argue the donor restriction theory is inapplicable because the early funders received bargained-for benefits, research access, board representation, and downstream product rights, rather than charitable deduction-eligible donations. For machine learning practitioners, the substantive consequences depend less on the verdict than on the discovery record, which has produced extensive disclosures about how OpenAI's research and product roadmaps were prioritized internally, how decisions about model releases were weighed against safety review, and how the relationship with Microsoft constrained or unconstrained that decision-making. Several documents released in pre-trial briefing have already been mined by safety researchers for what they reveal about the boundary between OpenAI's safety research and product engineering organizations. The expected duration is short. A 4 to 6 week bench trial, no jury, with a single judge issuing a written opinion sometime in early summer. And for our fourth and final story today, the actual technical news. DeepSeek released a preview build of V4 late Friday, and the weekend has been spent by the community parsing what the open release actually means. The headline numbers in the model card place V4 in the contended frontier band on the standard suite, MMLU Pro, GPQA Diamond, SWE Bench Verified, ARC AGI 2, clustered with the late cycle GPT 5.5, Claude Opus 4.6, and Gemini 3 results, with no individual benchmark on which V4 is dominant, but several on which it is competitive at materially lower serving cost. The V4 preview pricing card lists token costs roughly 40% below the V3 rate, which on a like-for-like quality basis is the largest open weights cost per token decline since the V3 launch. The technical contributions worth flagging are concentrated in three areas. First, an extended context handling regime. Preliminary measurements suggest near lossless retrieval out to 256,000 tokens on the Babylong benchmark, which is the regime that has historically broken sliding window and ring attention style approaches. Second, a refreshed inference stack co-released with the LMSYS team, building on the SG Lang plus miles serving work covered in Sunday's digest, with batched prefix optimizations that exploit the V4 attention pattern more aggressively than V3 era serving could. Third, the post-training recipe is described as reasoning first. The supervised fine-tuning stage uses heavily curated reasoning trajectories from V3.5 code and V3.5 math. Then, reinforcement learning fine-tuning runs on a verifier-grounded reward stack rather than human preferences for many of the reasoning capabilities. The direct preference optimization references in the V3 paper appear to have been replaced by a process reward training objective. Independent eval coverage from Artificial Analysis, posted Sunday afternoon, largely confirms the cost numbers and the long context claims, with one caveat. The long context retrieval gains soften noticeably on tasks that mix retrieval and multi-hop reasoning, indicating the gains are mostly on the retrieval side rather than the deep context reasoning side. The community context sharpens the read. DeepSeek released V3 in December 2024, V3.1 in mid-2025, and V3.5 code and V3.5 math as separate specialist releases in early 2026. V4 is positioned as the unification, one base model that subsumes the math and code specialists at frontier general quality. If that consolidation holds, the practical implication is that DeepSeek now has a single open weights model, competitive with closed frontier offerings across most workloads at substantially lower inference cost, which is a meaningful structural change to the open versus closed competitive picture rather than a one-off benchmark headline. Stepping back, the four stories tell a connected story about what kind of week this is. The frontier lab world spent the day rearranging governance and capital, the Microsoft restructuring, the Musk trial, the Silver fundraise, while the technical action came from outside that constellation, with DeepSeek shipping a preview that resets the open weights cost frontier. There's a thread you can pull through all four about what the frontier looks like when the load-bearing question stops being, can the model do this, and starts being, how is the model owned and governed? We'll see whether next week brings the technical center of gravity back. The full digest has more, including the cognition rollout at Mercedes-Benz, Microsoft's Vibe Voice, the RAND AGI Rideout Strategy paper, and a long RXIV tail. I'll be back tomorrow with whatever the trial leaks and the post-V4 dust settle bring us. Until then, keep reading papers, keep watching the boring filings. The boring filings, on a day like today, tell the loudest story. Talk to you tomorrow.